Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. This is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. I am your host, 12 Kyle, and on this episode, we're going to introduce a new segment to the show, and it is called The Music That You Grew Up On. And I got this idea to reach out to some of my fellow podcasters and just kind of pick their brain on the music that we grew up on. Because here's the thing, all of us who are either listening or watching, and thank you for watching if you're watching on YouTube, if you're tuned into this podcast, I can assume that you're a music fan. But a lot of us identify with different types of music, even in the music that we like. So I wanted to reach out to the homie and see and kind of pick her brain. And the way, what we're going to do is, of course, we talk about the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. I've asked her to come up with five songs that like kind of define her, or, you know, what she grew up on. Like you can say, like, that's my joint, that's my jam, what I grew up on. And so we're going to do that. And without further ado, welcoming in to the Rap Soul Podcast for the first time, no stranger to the show, great friend of the show, fellow podcaster from the J-Spot Network. I call her JSPN. She knows any and everything about all women's sports. Please, 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 ma'am, please, sir, check her out. And we will tell you later where you can find her at online. None other than Jay Boog is in the building. Jay, what up?
What is going on? Thank you for having me on the newest addition to the 12 Kyle dynasty, the Rap Soul. I've been waiting a long time to be on this podcast. So I'm very happy to be here on the Rap Soul Podcast.
Well, we're glad to have you.
One correction.
What's that?
I know about women's basketball. I don't know about all women's sports. I watch a lot of sports, but I don't want nobody like trying to talk to me about soccer because you're not going to get nothing out of me. I don't know nothing about soccer.
Okay. Yeah. Excuse me. Women's basketball, professional and college. She is the expert. So make sure that if you're a fan, tap into what she's talking about weekly, because she got stuff going on everywhere. But also a huge music fan. If you follow the flagship podcast, the 12 Kyle Podcast, you know that Jay's been on there several times and I've been on her podcast, and we always talk music. And on this episode, it'll be no different. Like I said, Jay, we're going to tap in and get, you know, the five songs from the 80s, R&B songs from the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. I'm interested to see what your list actually looks like. And full disclosure, folks, I don't have a list. I'm just going to talk about her list because this is about Jay Boog. But I'm interested to see if there's maybe some songs that that may have me scratching my head, or if there may be some songs that make me laugh because I don't necessarily associate them with you. If you guys have been following Jay Boog, she recently did an episode with the homie Britt Renee. And they had an episode talking about ratchet music. They came up with their top 10 ratchet playlists. It was a comical episode. Please go check it out. Very funny. They actually played some songs that I knew. And I gotta say, Jay, Glorilla. Mm-hmm. I heard one Glorilla song. It was pretty good. I was surprised. Listen to one song. It was pretty good. I may check out another Glorilla song.
I will say her album is actually good. I don't listen to a lot of rap, but I gave it a once over. And I'm like, okay. She's kind of okay. You know, she has the thick accent, but she's a lyricist. Like, those words, like, go together real bad. Like, they're good. I like her.
Accent is very thick. I don't know where she. I'm a guess she's from somewhere in the South, maybe Memphis.
Is she? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I was Memphis. About to say it's either Memphis or like, I was gonna say Nashville or St. Louis. Like it's real heavy and thick.
Yeah.
So yeah. But yeah, y'all check that out as well. And matter of fact, you can check it out after you finish listening to this podcast.
Do that.
So let's get it cracking. Let's start with the '80s. Song, and they don't have to be in any particular order. What's song number one that you really identify with that, you know, when you hear it, you say, hey, that's me right there.
First of all, let me just say this. I waited to say this until we got on the air. Kyle is diabolical because he is asking me to give him five songs from 10 years worth of music that I grew
just
up
five.
On. The 80s, 90s, and 2000s. They're, my list... It's like a page for each decade.
Wow.
And he wants five. There's no, it's, when I tell y'all, I'm like literally my life is music. It is like I, and which is part of why I did my Memories Through Music series. If y'all haven't heard that, check that out. Kyle was on there.
Yep.
Like I have certain memories that I put, that songs remind me of different things that happened in my life because I was such a music kid. I was also, you know, I grew up in the 80s. So a latchkey kid, you're by yourself a lot of times. You come in, watch TV. You know, I grew up in, you know, 80s up into the 90s. So that's when music videos started being prominent. Yes. So I grew up in all that. So I do, you know, that was ingrained. My grandma, get out the kitchen, go sit down. Turn the TV on, leave me alone. That was that type of thing, you know. So it was part of me. So I'm glad you said R&B, because at first I was like, how can you, because I got rock, I got pop, I got hair bands, I got R&B. So now that I know there's R&B, I can whittle it down a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go. The first song, oh Lord, there's so many. The 80s is my favorite decade, by the way.
The 80s, too. Wow. Now I did not know. I would have guessed 80s. The 90s.
90s is like... close, like right there. But
okay.
80s.
Okay.
Maybe because that's my era. That's when I grew up. Like
right.
But if I have to pick my, not in any particular order, like you
okay.
said.
Okay. Just give me one.
It's going to be Down My Heart by the Boys.
Ooh.
And I mean, these were our boy bands back then. Now, I will say, watching those videos now as an adult, those kids were marketed to be way more sexy than they should have been to like 10 or 11 year old kids, or I don't know what year that came out, but I know I think in elementary, somewhere around that, maybe going into junior high, somewhere around that. I was in Girl Scouts. I do remember that because wow. Me and my best friend made the boys themed shirts in crafts. We had a craft class in Girl Scouts, and me and her both made the boys shirts. But yeah, I thought I was going to marry Hakeem from the boys. It was four brothers, Kyrie, Hakeem, Belial. Oh, what was the other one's name? Oh, I can't remember
know.
Him.
I think I remember Belial. That's probably the only name I remember.
I gotta look. I don't remember the Hakeem was my guy. Or Taj.
That was it. Taj. You're right. Right. Yeah. Right.
I didn't know. I mean, not a lot of people picked Taj, but Hakeem was my guy. Kyrie was the oldest. I think he was like 14 or 15 or something like that at the time. But yeah, watching that, just y'all do me a favor. Go watch Crazy by the Boys, the video. Ridiculous for little kids to be, for that to be on there. That's
yeah, they were like slow whining and everything.
Yeah.
Body rolls.
And I'm with them. That's what, 11, 12 years old. But that was our guys. That was somebody that was kind of close to our age. And so we had, that was our boy band. So that's one thing that did define me in the 80s.
Is okay. That. So you like boy bands. I remember the boys very well. Dial My Heart and Crazy probably they're probably the two songs that I know off the top of my head from the boys. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the tape, but I do remember them being in heavy rotation on BET. Mm-hmm. And they were a cool kid group. And I think they were, for those of you listening and watching, I'm slightly older than Jay. So that would have been like, I was too old to be like rocking with them, but
yeah.
They were the perfect age for, you know, for people like Jay who were a little bit younger than me. So, really good group, the boys. Mm-hmm. You know what was weird, Jay? I saw a recent picture of them. They haven't aged that bad, relatively speaking.
Okay.
So, yeah,
I know Hakeem did back in the 80s also those Ernest Goes to Camp movies. He was in some of those. He became an actor, and then I think he changed his name. He's doing something like spiritual or something. Okay. I forget what his name is, but
On a different world. I remember they were on a different world. Yep. Mm-hmm. I remember that episode. Yeah. All right. For number two for the 80s, who else you got? What are the songs?
This is not fair. This is not fair at all. All right. I'm going to. How Will I Know? Whitney Houston.
Okay. Whitney Houston.
I thought Whitney was my best friend. I just love me some Whitney Houston. This is when she had the curly hair and the big, this is 80s, mm-hmm. So it's the big bows, the neon colors, the leg warmers, the little tennis skirts or little puffy skirts, stuff like that. So yeah, Whitney, from day one, when right. I heard You Give Good Love as a young child, but I was like, I love this lady. Like, How Will I Know? Mm-hmm. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yep.
You Give Good Love. Saving All My Love. Like, I loved her, man.
I'll make a confession. Mm-hmm. Probably until maybe about 3 years ago, I was in a car and I was stuck in traffic. I'll never forget, I was stuck in traffic and the song came on. I don't even listen to the radio, but it just happened to be on the radio that day. And I listened to the words and I'm like, Whitney Houston was the side chick in this song. I had no, like, I've heard this song a gazillion times and I didn't know she was the side chick. A Few Stolen Moments is all that we share. You've Got Your Family and they need you there. Wait a minute.
And we were loud and proud singing.
Right.
Home wreckers.
Right. The home wrecker anthem. Listen, I wish I had time to talk. There were a lot of home wreckers, anthem, side chick songs in the 80s, and we didn't care. I mean, yeah. Like.
As We Lay.
Oh, my God. Shirley Moore. I love Shirley Moore's voice. As We Lay.
Me and Mrs. Jones. We should we should.
That might be another episode. Yes. That might be another episode right there. Yeah. That's dope. That's dope. Yeah, Whitney Houston, folks, when she came on the scene, she was, I want to say, maybe around 18 when her first album came out. And we had seen nothing like it because she could sing her face off. Now, obviously, her mom, who at the time of this recording recently passed away, famous gospel singer Sissy Houston, but Whitney Houston had a voice like probably in music right there with Aretha as far as a booming voice. And she was so young and definitely gone way too soon. Definitely gone way too soon. What you got for number three? And she studies her list.
I mean, it's a long list.
I know it is.
Like, which way do you go? Like, it's the 80s. One.
There's no wrong answer.
I know, but this, like, all of these are so good. Defining Me, I gotta go. If I'm going Whitney, mm-hmm. You know I gotta go Janet.
Of course, I knew
and
that
I'm
was
gonna
coming.
Pick Miss You Much.
Yes.
Have to do Miss You Much. That, I remember, for those of you that don't know, if you haven't heard me, I've said this on this podcast before too, or on the flagship mm-hmm. 12 Kyle podcast. Yes. I grew up in a religious household, very strict, and we could not listen to what they call secular music. So anything that wasn't gospel, or we can listen to, for once, for whatever reason, Michael Jackson, we can listen to. She didn't care about Michael Jackson, but right. nobody else. You can listen to Michael Jackson, but everybody else had to be gospel. So I would have to sneak when I was at my grandmother's house. My grandma didn't care. And like I said, I was a latchkey kid. So I went to school where my grandma lived. So I stayed with my grandma because I could walk to school versus where I lived with my parents is way far off. So I lived with my grandparents for a while, but they would be at work. So I would be at home. I could watch stuff. I can record anything I wanted. Right. I can listen to, as long as I was leaving my grandma alone and didn't mess with her doing her story time and her Price is Right, everything else, I could have the TV and leave her alone. My mom wasn't having that. Like, I need BB and CeCe in the house, Tremaine Hawkins.
Wow.
Andre Crouch. Like, all those. Andre Crouch, all those. You can only listen to them. So I had to sneak. So Miss You Much is prominent because when my aunt came to town from Houston, she came to stay with us. She was younger. She's my dad's younger sister.
Okay.
And she's about, she might be about maybe 15 years older than me.
Okay.
Maybe close to 20, but she's the baby of them. Like my, whatever it is, I think there's like 20 years between like the oldest, her oldest brother and her, something like that. I don't know.
Gotcha.
She's a baby. Anyway, she came to town. She had Janet Jackson's tape that had that on there. And I was like, it was Rhythm Nation's tape. And so she had it, she was playing it in the tape player one day. And I was like, do you hear that? Is that Janet's? And she was like, yeah, can you want to listen to it? I was like, oh, can I take it? Like, can I take it? Because I would go dub it. I would dub tape, sneak them.
Cop a dub, right?
My bed. But yeah, when she came to town, I listened to that whole album back and forth. But I love me some Miss You Much. That was my favorite song on there. So that's, of course, I knew of Janet Jackson well before that. But that Rhythm Nation album was what made me like become a real, real fan of hers. That whole thing, Love Will Never Do Without You, Black Cat, like all that. That's when I became a real fan, which, you know, shaped me today because I'm still going to Janet Jackson concerts to this day. As long as she's touring, I'm being there. So, yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, you guys been listening to the podcast. You know that probably what was, I think the second episode that I did was the album review for the Control album, which I was already in love with Janet, you know, because she was Penny Gordon on Good Times. But listen, and she was Charlene Dupri on Different Strokes. Yeah, she was Charlene because she had her hair down. She had her hair flipped. Man, oh my gosh, I loved her so much. But when Control dropped, I mean, go listen to the episode. I went on and on and on for probably about 50 minutes about that album. So yeah, I if I had to guess, I knew that a Janet song would make your top five. Which you got at number four. And again, these are in no particular order. She's studying. If you guys can't see it, she's like rubbing her hat. She's rolling her eyes. She's really, really struggling. I just asked for five. I mean, just imagine
there's
if
so
I'd asked for 20.
In the 80s, I would have been better off doing 10. Okay. What? I only have two more, right?
Right. Yeah, you're on four.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just pick one.
I'm going to... Every Little Step by Bobby Brown.
Okay.
That was another crush of mine growing up. That song is directly tied to a crush that I had in the sixth grade. Oh. We'll never forget it. That and Tenderoni were the songs that was themed to him. I'm not gonna say his name, but he never knew who he was, but that whenever I heard those songs, that made me think of him. And we used to talk on the phone, like just whatever friend, you know, I mean, how much romance can you have in the sixth grade? But
hey, a lot. Listen,
well, I mean, us growing up, yes.
Yeah, we were a little faster.
We were, But, you know, he never knew. But I just remember I would play the song and be like, oh, I can't sleep at night. I toss and turn, waiting for the telephone. I was like, oh, that's, I can't wait. Oh, but yeah, shout out to that crush. But yeah, Bobby Brown, I don't know. Bobby Brown was so fine to me when he, I mean, he was always cute to me, but when he went solo, he became like a big artist with My Prerogative, Every Little Step, Tenderoni, like all that. He did the Ghostbusters theme on our own for Ghostbusters 2. Like, he was hot back then, like hot as an artist.
No question.
And he can dance really well. Back then, people weren't afraid to dance. Everybody danced, rappers, R&B singers, everybody. It was just about having fun. So yeah, I had a huge crush on Bobby Brown. So yeah, that's one of my ones that shaped me.
Listen, Bobby Brown, Bobby Brown's run was crazy. Like, he had a 3, maybe 4 year run where he lit, people joked when they said he was the king of R&B. He really and truly was the king of R&B. Bobby's my favorite member of New Edition. Like you said, that run was crazy. He was a big, huge pop star. And shout out to your crush. His name is Murray, and he's now a banker at Bank of America. I know he's listening and watching. Shout out to Murray. What you got for number 5? She's still studying the list as she ponders.
Okay.
It's just one pick.
I know, but gosh. I'm going to go.
Look at it like this. We can always come back and do another one.
Okay, because I got enough for that. Okay, that makes me feel better. I'm going to go with Suddenly by Billy Ocean.
Wow. Billy Ocean.
When y'all talk about, now, yes, I'm going to talk about a lot of crushes. I was a girl who was in love with a lot of people that I should not have been in love with. Billy Ocean was one of them. And I know it's like funny because Everybody Hates Chris, the younger daughter, had a huge crush on Billy Ocean. And it reminds me of me because I really loved Billy Ocean. He was, 30 years older than me? There's no way. Why are you laughing so much, Kyle?
Because Tanya from Everybody Hates Chris loved Billy Ocean, like you just said.
Yeah.
And Everybody Hates Chris, the TV show by Chris Rock, is like, in my house, I don't know why, but it is like a staple. My kids started watching it many years ago and fell in love, and they know every single episode. They know almost all the words. Mm-hmm. If we're just sitting around and they're like, hey, put some on. And they'll put on, you don't even have to tell them, they'll put on Everybody Hates Chris. So Tanya and her love affair for Billy Ocean. And I remember there's this one episode where Billy Ocean was moonwalking, or at least she thought he was, which is funny to me because I've never seen Billy Ocean moonwalk. So for you to say that you had a crush on Billy Ocean, pure comedy.
Every song I heard on the radio, because I didn't have his album, but also radio was big back then.
Mm-hmm.
So any song that was on the radio, Suddenly.
But that was a beautiful song, though. I will say that much. Suddenly was a beautiful song.
He had the License to Drive theme song. Mm-hmm. Get out of my car, or get out of my dreams.
Get into my car.
Get in the backseat, baby. Get into my car. Oh, that was my jam. You couldn't tell me nothing. And I love that movie. That was one of my favorite movies back then. But yeah. There'll be sad songs to make you cry.
Make you cry.
Don't get me started. Billy Ocean and his curl. There was a guy that lived out like 2 houses down from my grandma that looked like Billy Ocean. And I used to speak to that man every
That's why you
day.
Went
shout
to your
out,
grandma's house.
Probably why. Shout out to the 80s and people not being creeps. I mean, there were some creeps, but the neighborhood really took care of us kids, because as you were talking in one of your episodes, like, we didn't have supervision. Like, you would go outside and you'd be outside all day as long as you came home before the street lights were on, you were good. So I would come by and hang out with Billy. I called him Billy, too. I don't know what that man's name was, but he wouldn't let me get too close. But he would, like, I could sit on the bottom of his stairs and he would be, like, on the top. And just, I don't know if he was smoking cigarette, whatever he was doing, he would just, like, here come this little girl again, calling me Billy Ocean, just entertaining me. And then I go back to my grandma's house or whatever. But yeah.
Wow. Shout out to Billy.
Billy Ocean. Mm-hmm.
Is the real Billy Ocean, is he still with us?
I think he is. Okay. I just recently found out he was, is he Jamaican?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
He is from the Caribbean. I do remember, I want to say, I think back in the day I saw him on Soul Train. And when he spoke at the end with Don Cornelius, that's when I could hear an accent. So I up until that point, I did not know that he was, you know, wasn't from here. And I just Googled it, and Billy Ocean is still with us. He's from Trinidad and Tobago. He is, at the time of this recording, 74 years old. So you still got a chance, Britt. I was about to say Britt. You still got a chance, Jay.
No, he ain't got that. He ain't got that Jerry curl no more. It was the Jerry curl. That's what.
Nah, he curls on. And he's grayed out too, Jay.
Yeah, he's grayed out. No, yeah. That ain't my cup of tea anymore. But yes, me and Tanya were twin flames because we loved us and Billy Ocean.
His real name is Leslie Sebastian Charles, professionally known as Billy Ocean. Oh, and he's married too, Jay. So you can't.
Well,
yeah. Oh, he's been married since 1978. Damn.
That was before I was born.
You know, let's move on to the 90s.
I had no reason to be in love with that man.
I know, right? Oh my gosh, 90s. What you got for number one?
Here we go again. Here we go again.
This is where I think it gets interesting because I know you're a 90s head. And I thought the 90s probably would be the more difficult for you.
Oh, it is. It's all difficult, but it's just so much from the 80s.
You and Autumn make this a whole... Y'all make these a whole lot harder than they should be.
Why should they not be hard? We're talking about decades. We're talking about 10
years. And you know what? I got to get Autumn on to do this too.
Oh, have her do it because I want to see what her...
Shout out to Autumn, the Aries from the Lit Life podcast.
Okay. 90s.
Okay.
Oh man, these were my formative years. This was high school.
Mm-hmm.
Going to college. Yeah, my whole growing up here. Of course, I'm gonna start. Well, I mean,
gotta
with
start.
my favorite group.
Gotta start TLC. With the group that you used to be in, TLC.
I'm gonna pick Baby, Baby, Baby. Even though they ran the 90s. Baby, Baby, Baby is the first song that I heard from them that I was like, this is my group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know they got Ain't Too Proud to Beg out, but when this came out, I was like,
yeah,
I'm hooked. And
yeah, we same. We were starstruck when the video came out for Baby, Baby, Baby. I was like, oh my gosh, they are beautiful. Oh, yes. You can't go wrong with TLC. For those of you who don't know, Jay was a former member of TLC. We did 2 episodes on TLC?
I think we did. Three-peat.
We did a three-peat, and I think we did a, didn't we do an album review?
Oh, yeah, we did. I think of, I want to say
it might have been Crazy, cool. I don't know if it was Crazy, Sexy, Cool, or if it was, but anyway, we've got history talking about TLC.
Yeah, speaking of TLC, y'all know I keep me. Y'all can see that, but y'all see all that. And I got see. Crazy Sexy Cool up there. I didn't
realize Crazy
that.
Sexy Cool. Which, by the way, was the first CD that I purchased with my own money. I played
Columbia House, or you went and purchased the actual thing?
No, I actually purchased it.
Oh, okay.
And I played that CD probably until you couldn't even read the writing on it anymore.
Mm.
Love that CD. Matter of fact, I need to run that back tomorrow. What you got for number 2?
Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul Podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast and enjoy the vibes.
I mean, she's rubbing her head. She's adjusting her hat, her glasses.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with this classic, "No Ordinary Love" by Sade. I mean, you can't go wrong with Sade. I had Sade on my 80s as well, but Sade is timeless. Is like, there's nothing you can say about Sade. Like, she can come out tomorrow and her voice will still be as good as it was in 19 whenever she came out, 86.
Yes.
I had the pleasure of seeing her in concert, and it literally changed. Like, I think that was like my first like real concert where I'm like, as an adult, because I've been to concerts as a kid, but like as an adult I went there, and honestly I did not know that any white people like Sade. I didn't know. I thought Sade was like only black people listen to Sade.
No.
Feeling depressed or anything like that. I never knew she had an audience, even though her whole band is multicultural. She's not even from here, but I just never knew that. So when I went to the concert, I was like, well,
where all these white people come from?
Sade? Like, they want to hear No Ordinary Love and Parent? Like, they listen to this? Mm-hmm. Oh, we had a ball. Like, everybody there was just up and dancing. Like, the way she is, she's so cool and calm. Like, there's no special effects on stage. It's just her band. She might be dancing around. It might be some graphics on the background, but we had the best time with everybody. It was just like a big, like, I don't even know, love fest. Like, everybody was together. It wasn't no drama. Everybody was singing. Everybody knew the words. She sounded, I almost thought she was lip syncing at one point, because I was like, there's no way she sounds this good. Like, she sounds like the album, until she coughed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this lady been singing this whole time? Like, that was not a track. I thought that was a track, but yeah, man.
Sade gets down like that.
She's amazing. But no Ordinary Love. This song, I remember me and my friends used to sing back in high school. They can sing. Mm-hmm. I can hold a note.
Okay.
But we would call each other and harmonize on the phone. This is how we used to do on the phone. Like,
that's the 90s right there. That.
Get on the phone, girl, what you doing? Okay, we about to sing No Ordinary Love. Okay, you take the top, I'm gonna take the bottom. This your note. And we would sit there and sing that. So that's a memory that brings up where I'm like, yeah, that's one of those formative songs.
Yeah. There will be an album review for Love Deluxe.
Love Deluxe. Ooh.
I've been waiting, and I said I was gonna do it, you know, at the top of the year, calendar year, at the time of this recording. But even just, it could be painstaking trying to pick a song from her, because she's just, oh my gosh, she is so dope. That's a great pick. What you got for three?
Okay. I got, ooh.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to do, I cannot. 90s. There's so many ways you can go with the 90s.
Right. And you're not wrong.
No, but it's like, it's hard to pick, because there's so many ones that, like, like, this is when I was in my bag of music.
Uh-oh. Oh, not the bag.
Man, I'm gonna. This is three.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with "Please Don't Go Away From Me" by Boyz II Men. Off their first album.
A jam.
Yes. Like, I think that's the opening song on their first album.
Was it
Coolie High?
What's the name of the album? Coolie High Harmony.
Yeah.
That Wanye, I think, kills it on this on this particular song. You took me back with that one, Jay. Okay, yeah, I remember that one.
Favorite
that
is Sean Stockman.
Okay,
I had a thing for the brothers of a darker complexion.
And he had a high top fade too back in the day, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Love me some Sean Stockman.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that album was just really was good.
It was.
And to have like this group come out the way they were harmonizing, they were a product of a group that I was growing up with New Edition, mm-hmm. who broke off, and you had BBD and Ralph Tresvant and Johnny Gill and all them. But from Michael Bivins, he had his own little yep. tree of people, which that's where Boyz II Men came from. But that song, I wore that song out. I was listening to that song yesterday. I still love that song.
That is a dope song. And like you said, it is a dope album. I mean, people always remember, obviously, End of the Road from that particular album, but they had some bangers on there. And Please Don't Go Away. Like you said, it's a hell of a way to start the album, but it is it's still like I can still hear it. Like, and I haven't heard that song probably in a couple of years. Mm. But that's a great pick. You ain't missed so far, Jay. You haven't missed. What you got it for?
This is going to be tough. We got to do a part two.
Come on now. You know how we get down.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and go here because I cannot not pick these guys. If I pick Boyz II Men, I have to pick Jodeci.
Okay.
and I have to pick... which one do I want to go with? I'm still waiting.
You know, that's Autumn's joint.
Yeah. It's such a good song, though. Like,
it is. I remember, and I know you heard it, but just for those listening, on the Flagship Podcast, Autumn, the Aries, and I, we did an episode on where we did an album review for Jodeci's Forever My Lady album. And I'll be honest, I may have said two words on that album review the whole podcast episode because Autumn was on it. And I do remember that she did say that that's her favorite song. You can't go wrong with Jodeci, but I like what you're doing here. You got TLC, that's a group. You got mm-hmm. Boyz II Men, that's a group, yeah. And now you got Jodeci, and I'm still waiting. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that 90s was like the...
It was.
The decade of groups.
That was unfortunately like the last decade. Because after that, kind of fell off. I mean, even and I've got an idea to do an episode about some of the groups. Because, I mean, even like some of the groups that are like lesser known, like Jade... Mm-hmm. And I remember Jade's album, the first, I don't know if they made another album after the first album, but the first album I thought was pretty good. I bought it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's classic R&B. What you got for five? if y'all get a chance, watch this on YouTube, because she is just really on the struggle bus over here trying mm-hmm. to figure. All she got to do is just call, and her list, I know for a fact, has to be like at least 17 entries.
It is 22. Okay. I'm going to do another group.
Okay. That's cool.
And I'm going to do Do Me Baby. Ooh. By Bill DeVoe.
Listen.
Another song I should not have been listening to, but I was listening to. Yeah.
When I think about Do Me Baby, I always think about the video. Mm-hmm. Always.
Is that Splashing Water? Oh, yeah. They had the knee pads on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Listen, Bill Biv DeVoe, Bell Biv DeVoe was special. And what I think one of the things that made Bell Biv DeVoe so special was that the idea of Bell Biv DeVoe really caught on and took off. But initially, people didn't know what to make of them because, like, you know, you had this group and then everybody's going in separate ways. You know, Ralph was going to do his thing. You know, Johnny had already done his thing solo-wise. And it left, you know, these three to kind of figure it out, and mm-hmm. whoo, boy, did they ever!
they took off.
Yeah. So that's that you're doing well, Jay. For the 80s and 90s, we got the 80s and 90s covered. So now let's take it to the 2000s. I don't really know what you're going to pick right here because the 2000s kind of crazy. What you got at one? And again, folks, for those of you listening and watching, these are in no particular order.
So this era of music is when I got into my neo soul bag.
Okay. Okay.
I was a neo soul head. Okay. Like, love it to death. There used to be a channel. I don't even know if it's still there. I don't think so. A channel called VH1 Soul.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that.
Was neo soul music 24/7.
Yes.
And I would just keep it on that channel just, like all day. Just wake up, turn it on. When I'm getting ready to go to bed, turn it on. Like all day. Because I love that. I love that music so much. That it was just the perfect fusion of like R&B, but kind of like a jazzy type of like spoken word, coffee house type vibe. I don't know. It's so chill, but it's so good.
Cool out shit. That's what I call it.
Yep. So my first one, this list isn't as long, but it's way more than five. So
what you got?
I'm going to go with Other Side of the Game by Erykah Badu. My favorite Erykah Badu song.
Woo.
Love it, love it, love it, love the song, love the video, love that album. When I tell you we wore that Baduism album out and then the live version of that album, like when you and Britt talked about it, I was like, that live version, I would go back and forth, just play both of them over and over and over again. But yeah, I love me some Erykah Badu. Was happy that she was introduced. And Other Side of the Game, the reason I love the song, but if you watch the video, that's when her and Andre were together. Andre was in the video. She was pregnant. And that's the first time we saw what was under that her head wrap. Because before that, we only saw her in the head wrap. But if you watch to the very end of the video, because you know, when they first released video, it'd be the long form. And then when you start watching, they cut it to like the short form for, you know. But the long form version of it, at the very end, when they pan across, she's pulling her head wrap off and you see her long. She had locks, long locks.
Man, let me pull this up. I'm telling you. I'm about to pull this up. I'm not even talking to the mic. I'm about to pull this. You just schooled me on something.
Yep.
Huh.
Now I hope they have it available, but it used to cut off before she would get to that. Most of the time they showed the video, but
okay, I got the video pulled up. I'm gonna watch videos. it when we're done.
Yeah, check it out.
Okay, and this is according to YouTube, this is the 6-minute 30-second version. So
yeah, it's that.
Okay, so it's, okay, okay, that. Okay. Look at Jay dropping jewels on us. What you got at number two?
Number two. Oh, man, this is still hard. It's not easy. Number two, I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Butterflies by Alicia Keys.
Oh, whew.
Off her first album.
You had me scared there for a second.
Well, I mean,
you said Butterflies. I thought you were talking about
where you were going.
Okay, so this is the first song that I'm not familiar with. Tell me about Butterfly. Yeah.
It's on her first album. Okay. So I guess it's a deep cut, but most people liked it. It was on, if you've seen Drumline, when Nick Cannon is watching his girlfriend step, and it's a slower version. It's a slowed down version, like strip version, but that's it. That's Butterflies.
I remember that scene. I remember this. I didn't. Wow. Okay, let me pull that up on YouTube.
Pull it up.
Wow. Okay, I'm gonna I distinctly remember that part of the movie, and they only play like maybe not even 20 seconds of it. Okay. So Butterflies
by Alicia Keys.
All right, what you got at number three?
I'm going to have to go, if I do Erykah Badu, you know I got to do Jill Scott. She is also the mother of neo soul. And I'm going to pick Crown Royal from Jill Scott.
Listen, you know, I'm going to let you talk about it first. Let me write this
down. Crown Royal, I love it. Again, watching VH1 Soul, I think Jill Scott did like a little mini concert on there, and she sang Crown Royal on there. And I was like, oh, I like that song. Like, it's very spoken word, very poet of her. Like, you can tell she's a poet. And the way she, even when she sings her songs, but a lot of her songs have pieces of spoken word in it. Same when you listen to Erykah Badu, you know, Erykah Badu is a, she used to rap as well, but she's also a poet. But Jill, just the way that she's just so like grimy with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a way, you wouldn't expect that from when you first see her. She looks like innocent and like whatever. You start listening to her music, you're like, oh, okay. And the way that she, the way that she writes and presents those words is very clever. But yeah, I love Crown Royal. Like, I put that on a lot too. But I mean, she has a plethora of songs. I could pick any one of her songs from that decade. You can't miss with that. But I would say Crown Royal because that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Crown Royal is probably the dopest, like, a minute and 35 second song ever. Like, and here's the thing that I always say about Crown Royal. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, you never play Crown Royal one time. You always got to run it back.
No, you have to, because it's so short.
Right. And I think, like, and I know she did it on purpose, but like Crown Royal really should have been like a 4 minute song, but it's so dope. It's sensual. It is, it is quintessential Jill Scott. I love it. And it's on every slow jam tape, you know, mixtape that I got, or playlist, whatever you want to call it. What you got it for?
Okay.
I love me some Jilly from Philly too.
Jilly from Philly. Man, here we go again. It's more. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go For Real by Emile LaRue.
Oh, yes.
You know it?
What do I? Is an elephant heavy?
Okay.
I was just listening to the song. What's today? Sunday.
Yeah?
Yeah. For Real and Gills and Tails. Those are my two favorite songs on that album. But yeah, I remember buying the CD and I just kept playing. Man, oh man, I love Emile LaRue.
Yeah. She's talented. She's from Groove Theory, for those of you that don't know that.
Listen, that Groove Theory first album.
Oh, bruh. I used to play that out. That rendition they did of
Hello, It's Me.
It's Hello. That Isley Brothers one. Oh, she sounded so good on that. Love that one.
Let me write this. I got to listen to this tomorrow. Groove Theory. Man, I love Groove. I love that album. Emile LaRue. Incredible. Incredible singer. And that is, that's one of my favorite songs on her album. Last but not least, what you got at five?
This can't be last but not least. But... I'm going to have to go with the King of Pop.
Okay.
Doing some R&B. And I got to go with his version of Butterflies.
Mm.
Also written by...
Marsha.
Marsha Ambrosius, yeah. Which she also sang it on her album as well. But Michael Jackson killed that. Killed
it. Listen. I could do a whole podcast about Butterflies. That Butterflies is, it's probably my second favorite Michael Jackson song, but it is, and it's a close second. That is such a beautiful song. And to hear her talk about it and how, you know, they wrote it and being in the studio with Michael Jackson. I mean, it's just, you know, and people can say what they want, you know, Michael That that particular album was the Invincible.
Yeah.
There's going to be an album review. That was a very good album. People mm-hmm. slept on it, but that was a really good album. I think that probably was Michael's best album, his last really good album. I think after that, it kind of fell off a little bit, and obviously then he passed away. Mm-hmm. Jay, this is great. This is great. And see, if I had come with five, we'd have a 3-hour podcast.
Yeah.
We'd have a 3-hour podcast. So yeah. For those of you scoring at home, let me run this back to you before we get out of here. This is Jay's, not her quick three, but her top five songs that she identifies with, that, you know, like her jams of jams. In the 80s, from the 80s, Dial My Heart from the Boys, How Will I Know by Whitney Houston, Miss You Much, Janet DeMita, Joe Jackson, Every Little Step, Bobby Brown, Suddenly, the legendary Billy Ocean from the 90s, Baby, Baby, Baby by TLC, No Ordinary Love by Sade, Please Don't Go Away From Me, Boys to Men, number 4, Jodeci, I'm Still Waiting, and number 5, Do Me Baby by Belle Biv DeVoe. And for the 2000s, The Other Side of the Game, Erykah Badu, Butterflies, Alicia Keys, Crown Royal, Jilly from Philly, Jill Scott, For Real, Emile LaRue, and Butterflies, Michael Joseph Jackson. Yep. We're going to do this again because obviously Jay Boog has like 5,000 more songs.
So many.
But I think this is a series that I want to start, particularly as I have on more guests. I took a couple of weeks off from the Rap Soul podcast, but we're back and we're going to drop episodes every week, every Monday, like we normally do. And this is a great way to kick it off. And like I said, Jay Boog, she is no stranger. She will be back because again, she's got a list. I don't even know what else on her list, but she'll probably come back and struggle again because there'll probably be more songs on the list.
I told you, I got like 20 plus on most of these.
Oh my gosh. But before we get out of here, Jay, tell folks where they can find you, where they can check out your podcast, where they can hear your podcast, and where they can see you on YouTube doing your thing with the women's basketball.
Well, you can find me at the J Spot Network on YouTube. My website is I don't know, is not functioning right now. Something happened.
I heard you say
something. They changed brands and I can't figure out how to get in there to pay for the domain. So whatever. You can't go to my website. But you can find me on Twitter. You can follow me sometime. Well, I'm still on Twitter.
You're on Blue Sky too, right?
Did I say Twitter or YouTube? You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Twitter, but I'm trying to migrate over to the Blue Sky, where, as Baylor says, it's the target of social media right now. And I like that.
I like that.
So you can follow me on, let me see, because I forget sometimes my.
She's everywhere.
My handle. So it is at Jay's Quick 3 Pod on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And then Blue Sky is jspotnetwork.bsky. Dot whatever it is that's on there. They have a long thing on there. I don't know why it's so long. But you can just search J-Spot Network and you'll find me on there. You can catch me every week. Sometimes Tuesday, sometimes Wednesday. But if you just subscribe to my YouTube channel, it'll hit that bell. Hit the bell. It'll let you know when I'm live. But I review the week of women's basketball, whether it's professional or college, just like Kyle said. I just hit 1K subs.
Yes, so congrats. Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm moving on to 5K. So those of you that like women's sports or mainly basketball, you want to come chat, hang out in the chat and talk while I'm live streaming, feel free. And I'm trying to see what else is coming up. I think that's about it. If you guys are interested, I will be covering another league called Unrivaled that's starting in January. I'll be with my co-host, Cess Talk Sports. Follow either one of us on our channels. It'll be there, but we'll be talking about that new league. And I think that's it. Thank you, Kyle, for having me on.
Oh, again. No problem.
I love this podcast. I love 12 Kyle podcast, but I also love this Rap
Soul podcast. Appreciate it.
But I'm happy to be on here. Can't wait to come back.
No doubt. No doubt. We'll definitely get you back on. You guys have been listening. Thanks again for checking out the Rap Soul podcast. We drop a new episode every Monday at midnight. Also, check out the flagship station, the 12 Kyle podcast. We drop episodes Thursdays and Sundays at midnight. Like I said, Rap Soul, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter X, Blue Sky, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok. We're a little bit of everywhere. Of course, we have a YouTube channel. Check us out on YouTube. Subscribe and hit the notification button. That way you get notifications when we drop episodes. And we also have merch. The 12 Kyle podcast has merch. We have 12 Kyle podcast t-shirts, hoodies, as well as coffee mugs like the one I'm holding right here. And you can get it for the low, low price. That's going to do it for us. So for my girl, Jay Boog, I am your boy, 12 Kyle. We'll catch you guys next time. 5,000.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.